Hey guys, welcome back to the Angela Bless Show. You can tune into the Angela Bless Show every, I totally forgot, but every Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms, guys. I made an announcement earlier that I'm going to remove all my content offer, basically all my social media, and I'm going to put it on my website. My website will be up and running next month. A lot of us was getting paid through Anchor with the for sponsorships and so forth like that. And they took that away from us because they wanted us to bring all of the traffic through Spotify, I believe only. I think that's what it was. So, you know, I think I would rather have more control of what I do, what I say, and what I put out there, which I don't put any nasty or wrong content out there. My platform is just basically here to help whoever God has put me in the path to help. So if you don't know, on Tuesdays, we have Help Find Me, which is a missing person, missing children talk show podcast, whatever you want to call it. And we're in our second season. It's Missing in Florida. And you can tune into that at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. What I do continue to forget, that I do go live on iHeartRadio and also on the speaker podcast. And sometimes I don't transfer it over to the Anchor. So, you know, starting next month, like I said, everything, my podcast, my talk show, everything will be directly to my website. It's going to be amazing and good what God's sending me at, you know. On Thursday, I usually do interviews and topics. And on Sundays is Help Solve Me on Solve Crimes. I do that on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I definitely have to pray before I do a lot of the missing persons and the unsolved crime talk show, because it sometimes be a lot. And, you know, it's sad, the things that we see. Once you're behind the scenes and, you know, you don't look at race like that. You look at people as, you know, people that wants need to be helped and so forth. So I probably didn't put that right, because, you know, if you listen to the media and when they say, oh, you know, the news only you know, mentioning white, you know, blonde, blue eyes kids being missing all the time, it's not the case. So as I do my research, as I ask for files, as I look at police records and stuff, there's a lot of other ethnic backgrounds that has been treated the same way. So again, like I said, we have a platform that we can share missing persons, unsolved crimes on our platform. We don't have to give all that authority over to the media companies and so forth. We are the media. We have social media. We are everywhere. So do your due diligence. Did I say that right? I probably did. And just share a post. You know, someone's missing. You never know. It could be somebody in your family and so forth. So, guys, I want to jump right in here. Real love. We're going to talk about love. You know, I see a lot of people saying that when the right person come in my life, then I will love. You know, I need someone in my life to complete me. You know, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget what you have done and so forth like that. You know, what is real love to you? What do real love mean to you? Real love to me means to forgive. Forgive without accounts, holding them in debt. Not saying allow them into you, back into your life, so they can continue doing the same thing over again, but forgive them and move on with your life so that you don't be held back in a mental prison. Continue to think about what that person didn't do for you, or what he did or she did or whatever. If you listen to a person long enough, they will tell you what they do not want, what they do want, what they do not like, and what they do like in life. You know, it just take us to be quiet for a minute and let sometimes them tell on themselves. You know, I know people a long time ago, I had to learn to forgive my uncle and my cousins and the neighbor that molested me situation. It all happened at one time. And I had to, in order for me to go where God had me to be at in life, you know. I didn't want to be in the prison scared and not saying anything. When I say prison, mentally, you know, not doing anything, wondering if everyone's going to be just like the people that sexual assaulted me. Are they going to do that to my children or my grandchildren? I had to forgive them. I had to heal. I had to pray. I had to ask for covering over our life and the lives of my children also. So I ask you again, what is love to you? What does love mean to you? Listen to me. You should already love yourself, right? When someone comes in the picture, they come on to add. You should not wait for someone to come into your life so that you can feel love. Guess what? When that person is on one of his days or her days that they don't feel like being bothered, or they just want to come home and lay down and not talk, you're going to take that as, oh, they don't love me no more, so I'm going to go talk to somebody on social media, or I'm going to talk to somebody on the screen. It's not like that. I think we need to have some classes to teach people about real love, not lust. Lust and love is totally two different things. So I don't want to keep this podcast long. I wasn't going to jump on here, so I said, let me go ahead and jump on here. I'm going to read one of my favorite verse chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Took me a while to say Corinthians. And I love this. The greatest gift of all. And I'm going to tell you what love is. Though I speak with tongues of man and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass, a clinging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. If you sacrifice it, but you have no love, if you're giving stuff away without love and why I want anything back in return, what is that? You know what I'm saying? It has to be some type of love behind what you're doing. Real love, not fake love, not want to be seen love. Real love. Love suffers long and it is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bear all things. Believe all things. Hope all things. Endures all things. You hear that? It's patient. Patient, long-suffering is a long time. God never told us to be, a doormat for anyone. He also told us to try the Spirit by the Spirit and see if it's of God also. So, you know, even though I'm telling you what this chapter is saying, you also, there's other chapters that, Bible verses that lines up with this also. But love suffers long kind. It's long kind. It does not envy. Love is not jealous. If you tell me you love me, but you're jealous of me, you're a lie. Satan, get back. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecy, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we in part, we prophesy in part. But when which is perfect has come, then which... perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecy, they will fail. They say when your prophecy will fail. Didn't they tell us that? They said tongue will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. That's amazing. And this is verse 11 through 13 is my favorite. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in the mirror dimly. Now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So when it comes to love, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, love is about action and how a person lives for the Lord and obeys him, and how a person lives for others and serves them. You know, God will never put us in harm's way when it comes to us loving somebody from a distance, loving somebody up close, even correcting someone in truth and love. You know, a lot of people get in their feelings and when someone tried to help them out or tell them, you know, to do certain things, you get offended. Offense have caused breakups more than anything. Offense and assuming. Yeah, this is because foundation is in God, who is love, and in Christ, who shows that love. The sense is that is about more than simply how people behave is seen in different passages in our life. It's because being the action are so closely tied together in God and in Christ. But first, we gotta check our own hearts. We gotta put ourselves in subjection under the word of God and what he is telling us in life. What does love mean to you? The love means to talk about your brothers and sisters, even in Christ, behind their back. The love means I'm going to come to you because I love you. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And if you get mad at me, oh well, at least I got that off my chest and I don't have to run behind your back to talk about you. Is love jealousy? Is love trying to plot and to rob you, steal, kill, and destroy? That's not love. That's not love at all. So the next time you get in a relationship, ladies and gentlemen, young men, women, whoever listen to this podcast, I want you to look in the mirror and sit down and say, do I love myself? If the answer is no, don't you get in a relationship till you learn how to love every bit piece of you. Let me tell you something. I used to hate my feet. Hate them. They used to call me foots in the projects. I used to stay in projects because I used to run around barefoot. I used to just run. I used to run because that's how I learned how to run away from my issue. Used to run away from my issues. And so I used to be fast. I ran track, but you know, that wasn't my path that God wanted me to run down. And so I used to hate my feet. I used to think I was ugly. Even though everyone said, you're so beautiful. I didn't feel beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But I used to hate my foot because one of my, the middle toe is longer than all the other toes. Not that long, but still. But I didn't care what nobody said about me. I began to love myself. I began to love every inch of my body, my mind, my soul. And therefore, when someone comes along and tell me, I love you too. But is it, you know, really love? Is it that friendly love? Is that agape love? Is that love that I want to bury you? I don't know. But let me tell you something. Love will heal. Love will make you feel all right. Love will bring joy into your life. Love will cover a multitude of things. Love is so powerful, it will wake a dead person up. Not like that, but you know, someone that's close to dead. I have seen it before. God love never fails. One thing I can tell you before my closing, when I laid down, dying in that alleyway when I got shot at the age of 16, And when they took me to the hospital, and when my spirit left my body, and I'm telling you, you feel no pain. You don't worry about nobody. I was gone. I wasn't even saved yet. And Jesus still took me by the hand while the devil thought he had me by my feet. Huh? Did you hear that? He thought he was dragging me down. But when I stood in the midst of the clouds and the stars with Jesus, and when I wasn't saved. I didn't know what this feeling. This feeling felt good. Love, peace. I felt all of that. I have not even experienced on this earth. I felt love. I felt peace, joy. And I told Jesus, and I know I didn't see his face, but I saw his clothes, and he was just as bright as the sun. When you hear me, bright as the sun. And this is before I even read the Bible. So you can't tell me God isn't real. You can't tell me Jesus is not the Son of the living God. You cannot tell me this because I experienced it for myself and I wasn't even saved. I stood in the midst of the star with Christ and Jesus, feeling love and peace, something I have never experienced before. It seemed like he took all my brokenness at age of 16. I was made whole right next to him. And I looked down. I said, I don't want to go back. No one loves me down there. And he was like, we're not ready for you up here. And he pushed me back down in this old vessel, 16 years old. And next to me was an angel. You know, later in life, as I read the Bible, I see the I don't know what, where is that? This, in the part where he said that his clothes was bright at the white, just as bright. And I experienced that. And sometimes I beat myself up sometimes because I said I stood next to Jesus. And sometimes I have issues with dealing with faith and believing him and trusting him. I don't know why I'm going this way. I don't know. Maybe God sent me this way. But I tell you today, from a witness, a 16-year-old witness that was not saved, when God grabbed me by my hand because he truly loved me, because he knew I was going to make an impact in this world. No devil, no demon, no witch, no warlock in hell can stop what God has for you. Do you hear me? Because if God is for you, who can be against you? You can command your angels to protect you, to guide you along the way. But when God has an assignment on your life, you're going to complete it until it's done. Do you hear me? God loves you. Don't you give up. Don't you end your life. Don't you dare run after anyone that walked away from you or their season was up. Don't you dare stay longer than you're supposed to in anywhere, whether it's you're networking with somebody while you're on a job, but make sure you're secure before you leave that job. If God tell you to go do something, you do it. If God tell you, he tell you to go to say something to somebody, you say it. But make sure you know the voice of the Lord. Do you hear me? God is real. Jesus is here. Jesus loves you. He got that love that nobody on earth have ever experienced. I felt it. I don't know why I got here, but I pray for love over your life. I pray for those that have been victims of sexual assault, sexual violence, trafficking. I pray a tremendous healing on your body, your mind, your soul. I pray that God breaks the yokes of anything that may have attached itself to you, cut the cord. I pray that God pour into your life, into your wounds, love, peace, joy, and his understanding, and that he gives you back the years that the enemy stole from you. You're going to get it back. Nothing's too hard for God. I love you guys. Continue to love on each other and continue to give out of the abundance of your heart. If God tells you so, don't give till you be broken, homeless, and by yourself. You don't know, have anything in your home, but you give according to God has orchestrated you to give. Okay. Oh, one more thing. Some of you guys are waiting for a big lump sum. And God said, don't forget him. Don't forget. Remember what you told him you're going to do. Don't forget. I don't know who is this for. Do not forget. It's going to come immediately, unexpectedly, and you're not going to believe it, but you give God all the glory right now. I praise God and touch and agree right now and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, I love you guys. This was supposed to be just a talk show about love, but I got to be obedient. Amen. Love you.